Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
It's Friday now. We had Antonio earlier. PYT right now.
I got my shirt back
PY
on.
PY titties a little bit earlier with Jeremy Cobb.
Can you see? Were you saying I got pretty young? Oh,
no,
anyway.
I meant to say pretty white.
I literally just took a drink of water and spit it all over everything over here.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Jeremy, before we get into Ravens, last night, and I can't say I watch them a lot because the Texans aren't on a lot. Last night, Will Anderson Jr. looked a lot like Lawrence Taylor.
You said it, and then I was like,
a lot like Lawrence Taylor. I'm going to give you two plays. Lawrence Taylor acted as if he hated quarterbacks. I don't think he was acting. Lawrence Taylor hated quarterbacks. The tackle that he had that I thought knocked Josh Allen out of the game was ferocious. Absolutely ferocious. Then later on, Josh Allen steps up in the pocket. Will Anderson grabs him, slides down his body, misses him. Then got up and commenced to chasing him down to finish the sack. It was Lawrence Taylor-like. And I'm not saying, this is not me saying, Will Anderson is the next Lawrence Taylor. No, this is me saying last night's performance by Will Anderson was Lawrence Taylor-like. It was sensational, man. Yeah. It was one of the better performances by a pass rusher outside of Myles Garrett that we've seen in quite some time.
Well, and again, like, I think he's one of those guys, just because it's the Texans, you know the name, right? Like, Myles Garrett is very flashy with multiple sack games.
Look how intense he still is after the post-game press conference.
You see those guys coming up eating buffalo wings?
That's one of them. I want to see the other one he had. Like, when he chased him, when he missed the tackle and chased him down.
Rob was talking about that game, and he goes, and they showed a highlight, and I missed the highlight, and I looked up, and I was like, who hit him there? And he goes, Will Anderson. And I'm like, well, I couldn't tell. He got hit 8 times last night. He had 2.5 sacks last night. 2-4. What is that? 2 tackles for loss.
3 and, quarterback hits.
And a partridge in a pear tree, man. Oh, Will Anderson, God. Because he plays on the Texans, I don't want to call the guy underrated.
He's underrated.
But
I will.
People should talk about him in the upper echelon of the best defensive players in the league.
How many people out there, just regular football fans, I'm not talking about stat geeks and all, how regular football fans would just watch football, knew that he had 10.5 sacks when he woke up this morning?
Yeah.
I mean, honestly.
I don't think anybody gave a second thought to the Texans this whole season after their season started off the way it did.
Now, the Ravens, let's say they are big. When do you pull Lamar?
I mean, it depends when they're up big, but I'm not. I pull them somewhere in the fourth quarter. Like, let's say you jumped all over them and had 5 touchdowns in the first half, I don't know that you need to play them in the second half. But again, I don't know what they're going to do there because this is
risky.
But I'm just saying, this is a team that's blown some big leads, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's risky.
So I think like the beginning of the fourth quarter, if you're up 3 scores, then I'm starting
four
to consider.
Four scores 7 years ago. If for me, if he's up big entering the fourth quarter, if they get the ball early in the fourth quarter or start with the ball early in the fourth quarter, I keep him in for another drive. Then I take him out. I want to make sure collectively our foot is still on their throats. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I want to make sure collectively that we're all on the same page here. You know we're going to beat them up, right? I want that. I want everybody to know that we're going to destroy them. We're on the same page with that before I take Lamar out. Because the last thing you need is for them even – the Jets gaining momentum might be the Ravens losing it.
Yeah.
I don't want that. Okay. I want to win going away.
Yeah. I mean, I don't – again, like the same thing you're talking about. They talk about momentum all the time, and I feel like it's usually stolen before the half, maybe the start of the second half if you can do it. But in a game like this, I want you to finish so strong so it carries into Thursday night. You know, like – I don't know the easy way to describe this, but like my last year of high school, I always got good grades. My final quarter when I knew I was going to, I knew I was going to graduate and I had nothing to worry about, I kind of coasted. Those are the worst grades I ever had in my entire time in high school.
Okay.
But it didn't matter because I knew everything was going on. I tried to tell my son to make sure you don't do what I did because I felt like that led me into college, my first year of college, where I'm like, I'll do that tomorrow. I'll get that done tomorrow. And before you know it, you're like, oh, hell, I got all these assignments, dude.
I did the same thing, man. I coasted from my first quarter of my freshman year all the way to the last.
Yes. Hey.
I was a good college student. I was a horrible high school student. Not because I didn't know things. I didn't care. Seriously. I did exactly enough to get into college. That's all I did. But then when I got to college, I became like a dean's list dude. Seriously. I don't think I made the honor roll one time in high school.
Really?
Mm-mm. Dean's list in college never made the honor roll.
I can think about how many times I got my ass beat.
In high school?
Yeah, for my parents, because that'll tell me how many times I didn't make the honor roll. I can't even count that. No, I made the honor roll like a lot. But I was the kid, like, I should have been a straight A student, but I liked to goof off and have fun. So I always had that. I never studied for tests. I tend to remember things. Mm-hmm. Now, my memory's turning into crap nowadays, so I can't even use that anymore. But, I didn't coast.
Right.
I had to get certain grades, but I knew where my cutoff was. So if I got all B's, I'm like, hey, ain't nobody going to say anything.
Right. Yeah. My mom used to be so frustrated. My mom was a teacher. She used to be so frustrated with me because that's when they had the Maryland standardized testing. Mm-hmm. I used to score off the chart on those. I didn't do that in school. Baltimore, Trippy. What's up, Trippy?
Hello.
Hey, what's up with y'all? Hey, y'all was talking about school subjects, man, to this day, right? I still want to understand, why the hell did I have French? I don't know nothing about French to this day. And I've been out of high school for a couple of years now, but I'm about to give y'all my very
good. Couple of years, man. You old. It's been more than a couple. Your kid's been out of high school a couple of years.
Hey, you know what? Shout out that man. What's his name? Curtis Johnson, man. He a big listener, man. You know, he went to Emerson, class of 83. You know, I'm 07. I forgot to give him a shout out a couple months ago. I hope he listened.
Shout out,
let me
Curtis.
Get my full with this.
Yeah.
So that's when
I'm out here working, man.
That's when y'all stop losing the Northern.
I gotta work out, man. I'm out of breath, just throwing bricks around in the dumpster. But Ravens, man, I feel like we might see an action, a Lamar 5-piece special, and he gonna be resting for Thanksgiving, man. And let me tell y'all something.
Dude, are you okay? Are you? What are you doing? You really are out of breath.
Yeah, I know. Let me just talk real quick, bro. I know.
You're out of breath from talking. Damn.
He was talking to let you catch your breath, man.
Hey, Q, that be calling in the Ball Vinny Show. I know you listening, man. I hope you ain't like them Jet fans on Twitter talking about they got a chance just because Vegas got the spread like that, man. Y'all keep letting Vegas fool y'all, man. Ravens minus 21.5 Sunday, man. Y'all have a great weekend. I talk to y'all Monday, man.
Uh-huh.
Get the defibrillator.
Take shorter breaths. Hello.
Joe LaCroix's Encore 9:45, the Daily Line at 9:30. But on the other side, WJZ TV's Anchorman Rick Ritter joins us on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Rob Long, Jeremy Kahn, Ed Norris will be back on Monday for Monday Morning Quarterback. Joining us right now from WJZ-TV, he is the anchor, courtesy of the Window Nation Guest Hotline, Rick Ritter. What's up, Rick?
Rob, Jeremy, happy Friday, guys. How
happy
we doing?
Happy Friday to you too, man. Look, before we get on with the Ravens, because we're going to talk Ravens. Last I checked, the Philadelphia Eagles are 8-2. What's up with people already reporting the demise of an 8-2 football team?
Man, you know how we do in Philadelphia. I would love to see if this Ravens team was up in Philadelphia, what the media would be doing to this organization, because I'll tell you, it would be a lot different. You know how we do in Philly. Look, 8-2, yes, defense balling out. I mean, defensive line in general just lights out with those guys that they got. And then they go and they add a guy on the edge like Jalen Phillips from Miami, only makes that unit even stronger. Vic Fangio, really, since he's came into the building, just an unbelievable job, what he's been able to do with the talent that he has there. It's the offensive side of the ball that's the problem. We're winning, but here's the thing. Like in Philadelphia, we like to win in style, and it's just not good enough for people up there right now. And there is, I mean, realistically speaking, you know, all jokes aside, there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes with Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown. You know, I think DeSean Jackson put it best yesterday. He was out there talking about something, and somebody asked him about that. Because DeSean is very close with A.J. Brown. He said, look, I've known A.J. a long time. This is deeper than X's and O's. This is deeper than what's happening with the offense. There is something behind the scenes going on that I cannot talk about. But just understand, it's a lot deeper, and they're trying to make their way through this season. So, I mean, winning seems to cure everything at times, but I get it. If you're a playmaker wide receiver, and I'm telling you right now, A.J. Brown is one of the top three wide receivers in the league. Like, that dude can do it all. You've seen it before. But if you're not involved in the game plan, and they are struggling to get him the ball, like their pass concepts and their route concepts, they just don't add up. It's, you know, Jalen's fourth coordinator I think he's played with since he's been in Philadelphia. It's just not smooth, and it doesn't look good on offense. But they're winning. And if you're winning ugly at the end of the day, does it really matter if you're going to end up getting back to the Super Bowl? We'll see.
You know, I just feel like they're the team that thinks they can flip the switch when they want, and it's a dangerous game to play, especially in the NFL. I actually like the Cowboys this weekend. I love the way they played them in week one, and it makes me sick to pick the Cowboys knowing how their defenses look most of the year. But it's a huge game, I think, especially for Dallas if they expect to stay in the playoff picture.
Yeah, and you know, Dallas kind of getting healthy at the right time on the defensive side of the ball, too. They got a lot of guys back. They made those couple of moves at the deadline that people were kind of scratching their head about. But then, you know, they go out to Vegas last week, that defensive unit with those guys back, it looks like an entirely new team. I don't think it's an easy out for Philly in any way. Plus, the game is in Dallas. Dak plays better at home. It's just this offense has to get the ball going. But the other thing is, too, like the offensive line and in the trenches up front, they're banged up. This was the best unit in football last year. It's why Saquon Barkley set records rushing. They're not there injury-wise. Lane Johnson is out. Jordan Mailata has not played up to his potential this year. Cam Jurgens, another one who's been banged up. Hard to move the ball when your offensive unit up front isn't doing their job. Similar to what we're seeing in Baltimore right now.
Very much so. Here with Rick Ritter, WJZ. Speaking of Baltimore, the New York Jets come into town. They're bad. So what are your expectations for Sunday?
Cool storyline with Tyrod coming back. Without a doubt, Tyrod and Torrey Smith in the same draft class. We were talking about that with Torrey this week, but they don't have the guys to run with this team. They just don't. I love Aaron Glenn. I think Aaron Glenn is going to be a great coach. I think he's a great defensive mind. I do think that this game will be closer than some people think. You know, 14, 13 and a half, that is a large spread to cover in the NFL. I think that the Jets can be competitive, but I mean, I love the Ravens this week. I love the way that the defense has been playing. Can't say enough about Zach Orr. Can't say enough about Kyle Hamilton. The offensive side of the ball, kind of similar to Philadelphia right now. I need to see a little bit more. I mean, we've been talking about this since after the Miami game. 3 weeks in a row, five drives against Miami, six drives against Minnesota, six last week against Cleveland with four plays or fewer. Actually, five plays or fewer. I mean, it's too much with the talent that you have up there. The guys up front, I mean, we could talk about Falele all day and the pressure that Lamar is facing. But, I mean, it's not clicking right now. And you got to find a way to get your playmakers the ball, whether that's Lamar taking off with his legs more, whether it's getting a guy like Isaiah Likely, who I want to see get more involved. And obviously, it all begins with the run game because that opens everything up. And it's not smooth on Baltimore's standpoint right now, and it's got to change because you're not gonna win games as you get later on into the season, into the postseason, with some of these teams like Buffalo and Kansas City, unless you're putting points on the board, and you guys know that.
Hey Rick, two things. I'm kind of curious your thoughts on the Steelers versus the Bears. And Rob had asked me this question: do you have any concerns with Joe Burrow coming back Thursday night? I don't know if we're talking. Are we talking to Rick on Wednesday? Because I was jumping ahead of myself here.
It's the Burrow stuff. I mean, I can't figure it out. I can't figure it out because this team, and you guys watch Cincinnati as much as I do. It's not an offense standpoint. It's not about putting points up on the board. I mean, Joe Flacco threw for almost 500 yards a couple of weeks ago, and they still lost the game. It's the defensive unit. They cannot stop anybody. And then on the offensive side of the ball, which has been their kryptonite for the last 4 years now, they cannot block a soul up front. They literally cannot block anybody. A guy who we used to love here, who has just become a swinging door in Cincinnati, go watch Orlando Brown Jr. play football. And you watch and see what the fans are saying about him. So to me, it doesn't matter who's at quarterback out there, whether it's Flacco or it's Joe Burrow. They can't keep them upright. The defense can't stop anybody. So for Joe to want to come back when they're almost out of it now, you know, what, you got a game to spare? If that, it just doesn't make sense. And you better believe that Mike Tomlin knows that offensive line is rough. They're going to bring so much pressure in his face. It's not even funny.
All right, give us a score, Rick.
Let's hope that the Ravens offense gets back on track this week. And I'm talking long drives, sustained, running the ball, throwing the ball, seeing Lamar take off with his legs. Nice day on Sunday. The sun's going to be out. I'm going to go 30-13. I'm going to say that they do cover in this one. I don't know, Jeremy, what do you think? Is it a Vegas sucker bet? Everybody's like, oh, they can't cover it, but then they go out and they do?
No, I mean, look, the sad part is anybody will tell you that's been doing this long enough, double-digit favorites are a recipe for disaster if you're trying to win betting on the games. I just don't see it with this one. Like, if you were going to talk to me about some of these other games, I'd go, okay, I see it there. Yeah, maybe Tennessee could cover this. Maybe that could. I just think this is that statement game for the Ravens where the offense comes out and says, yeah, the last 2 weeks, that's not us.
I like it. I mean, that's what I'm hoping too. Like I said, at some point they got to get it going because you're going to have to put up points in the AFC. We all know that.
Hey, what you got going on this week, Rick?
Hey, tune into Purple Pregame Show live from the Jimmy's Famous Seafood Tailgate. We'll be out there. We had our show back at Jimmy's this week with Isaiah Likely. Definitely pushing for Isaiah to get the ball more. And then, of course, 5, 7, and 11 o'clock, WJZ CBS News Baltimore. I got all your news, the number one late night show. I appreciate it, guys.
Thank you very much, man. Have a good week.
You guys, too. Thank you.
Thanks, man. I can't stop laughing. So Rob whispers in my ear, do you mind if I post this, the thing? And I'm sure Joe's going to post the video of it. But you posted the still shot of me when right after
courtesy
I took my
Ann Peters.
Yes. And I laughed my ass off because the still shot is me. Like, it's not It's just me at the complete, like, yelling and trying to flex and just screaming at you. It looks weird.
You look like Dollar Store Jason Kelce.
Dollar Store Jason Kelce.
Oh, man. That's good.
Joe LaCroix on court, 9:45, but on the other side, it's the Daily Line.
Yeah, so last night, 5-0 in my top plays. Killed it. Had one of my subscribers at ConcreteLocks.com send me a pick. He did 5-team parlay it. Small bet, but he still won himself a nice chunk of change. And by the way, everything I called last night in my main plays, my leans, some of the other games we talked about sucked, but I gave out my top five plays at the end of the segment. All of them hit. Cornell went to double overtime. That game went over the total. The NFL game called it to a T, even an outright winner. So tonight, I've got eight plays, and it's funny. Two NBA, two college hoops, two college football, and two NHL. We go over it next here on The Fan. Courtesy of Westwood One. By the way, last night's game with the Texans, just in the circles that I talk gambling, like there were so many people that thought the under was a mortal lock. Like, oh, these teams aren't going to score. You know, Josh Allen struggles against Houston, and Houston's offense is just horrendous. And they got so lucky with how things went in the game, obviously. You know, you come down to the wire, it's a 50-50 game. He throws a pick at the end of the game. He was sacked 8 times, speaking of Allen. Big win there. And again, as I said last night, Texans plus 6. Ooh, la, 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 won outright. Caps and Canadians over. I think the Caps covered the total themselves. Under in Devils Panthers, was it 1-0 or 2-0? Over in the Colgate Cornell game, it went to double overtime. I'm not sure that it needed it, but we hit that. So 5-0 last night, and just a really, really nice night. So where are we going today? And I know a lot of people want me to talk about the weekend on Friday. I'll tell you some games that I like on Saturday and Sunday as well. But here, let me just run through tonight. I'm going to do the NBA last because there's something I have to point out to you. And let people understand why all the over-unders today are vastly inflated. In the NHL, one of my favorite plays today is going to be Boston and LA to go under the 5.5. And I like the Carolina Hurricanes on the road, -125. College hoops, 4 p.m. today. This is a don't miss. 4 p.m. Wisconsin at BYU. Or I don't know if they're a neutral site or not. Wisconsin's good. They're both ranked. BYU just had a tough loss to UConn, stayed in that game for a bit. But, you know, this BYU team, I think, is going to be really good. They got one of the best players in the country on that team. So it's a 4 o'clock start. Pay attention to that.
It is. It is a neutral site, but it's Salt Lake City.
Yeah, okay.
It's the Big Boy Moore series.
And that's where I'm wondering, is this something that BYU created? You know what I mean? Like, yeah, is Utah playing in this too? Do they get their teams and invite some other teams in? Or
let me look,
because we talked about this before with the
it's called a game. Series, so maybe. Yeah. I don't see another game. Maybe because they're not, maybe other teams aren't ranked.
Well, like I was mentioning, Purdue won last night. They didn't cover, and I saw they were playing today. I'm like, oh, they got to be playing in one of these tournaments. They're in, are they in Maui or no, the Bahamas. So that's why I'm saying, like, I always say at or on the road or whatever. And in basketball, especially in the beginning of the year and at some other points, you get some of these tournaments and they're playing on neutral sites or. It's just a really big game, and they move it from the college facility to a pro facility. You see that happen all the time. So I like Wisconsin plus the points. I think they can keep it close. Iona and Akron over the 171. College football, I like Hawaii. I think they pull off a minor upset today against UNLV. They're getting 3 points. And Florida State, NC State over 59.5, one of my favorite plays on the day. I think we see a ton of points there. Now, why the NBA totals are so inflated today. And let me just go to the screen real quick to look at these numbers, because we have the highest total of the year so far, and I'm going to tell you to take the over. The Bulls and Heat are playing. The Heat play at the fastest pace. The Bulls, I almost looked over and said, is it Thursday? All right, it's Friday, so I can take the over. 250 is the total in an NBA game. And the reason I'm telling you to take the over is because they play so fast. And I would take this if this was a regular season game, because I think it goes over this number. But it's the NBA Cup. And what we found out recently, when they do their tiebreakers, it comes down to points. Differential, points scored, some of these tiebreakers. So you want to score. If who was it on the Celtics? Some player everybody got mad at. Oh, no. It was Landry Shamet for the Knicks. They wanted him to score the basket because the point differential matters. So they're telling you, even in the fourth quarter, so even in a blowout, they're still trying to score. So I think the overs make sense. Indy and Cleveland over 239.5. I think Pacers and Cavs goes over the total as well. But that Bulls Heat over, one of my favorites to go along with the Florida State over. Hawaii, I like Boston LA under. And I like the Indy Cleveland under as well. Those are my top five for today. Just looking at tomorrow and this weekend.
Yeah. Real quick, the Big Boy Mower Series. Just found it out. It's a series of different basketball games, one night, different cities. Salt Lake,
That's cool.
Milwaukee, New York, Greensboro, Atlanta, Spokane, back to Salt Lake, tonight. And the final one is on the 28th. That's Marquette at Oklahoma. That's going to be in Chicago.
I'm wondering if these are a different version of a home and home on a neutral court. You know what
could
I mean?
Be. Like,
like setting something up. So
yeah, but this is awesome, though. They started back October the 24th was the first one, BYU, North Carolina. Remember that game?
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't know it was part of that series. They even have women's games. They have the NC State-Maryland game was part of this series, the women's game. And the North Carolina-South Carolina women's game was part of the series.
I mean, I think it's really cool what they're doing. Expand and get these teams playing each other. A lot of times you can't get teams to play on someone else's home floor. More so in college football than basketball.
Give them some money.
Yeah. So here's what I like for this weekend, guys, just to rattle off a few. In college football, talked about this. I like Cincinnati against BYU. I think SMU wins outright. I like Florida and Tennessee to go over. I do think Maryland's a live dog. I don't know that anybody wants to click that button, and I know it's a hard thing to say. Michigan has Ohio State the next week. They've been kind of playing down to their opponents at times this year. Their running backs are banged up. I think Maryland can keep it within two touchdowns. I like Pitt and Georgia Tech over, and I told you I think Pitt wins that game. In the NFL, we gave out Houston as a winner last night. Thought they were going to win on the money line, but I like the Rams, the Cowboys, the Cardinals, the Chiefs, and I think Pitt and Chicago go over the total. As I said earlier, too, I think the Saints win. That's another one that I didn't have written down, but I know I'm going to be on this weekend, so there you go.
There you go, Jeremy Kahn. Thank you very much. 410-583-1057. I got a little hole in this, though, right here. It says October the 26th, 2025, women NC State versus Maryland.
Was it a scrimmage, kind of?
It had to be. Maryland hasn't played NC State.
And what,
according to the schedule, they haven't played NC State.
Unless they had that site and never updated it, and maybe that game didn't happen. I don't know.
Maybe it didn't. Oh, well, this one has definitely happened. But I like it. It's a good idea.
Orioles made a trade.
Who they trade?
They got infielder Peyton Eales for catcher Alex Jackson with the he's going to the Twins.
Alex Jackson's gone, huh?
Yeah. I'm wondering if they keep.
You don't like that, Joe? No. Substitute Joe. You don't like that?
Alex Jackson was good those couple games. When he came and started hitting bombs, right?
Yeah,
he can hit.
We don't need him. It's a third string catcher. You guys can. You can
listen,
have him.
Hold up. I'm just saying I like him. I'm not saying I'm sad about it.
Joe's the one over here crying.
I like him. Not our Joe producer, Joe our intern.
Yeah.
I like the guy. See you later.
Yeah. Well, as we said too, like can they roll with two catchers? And I know like he probably wouldn't want to do it, but Taylor Ward came up as a catcher, as the emergency catcher, which more than likely you never need, but just in case.
I wouldn't be surprised, honestly, if this was a move for Alex Jackson. Because I think Alex Jackson can go somewhere and be a solid backup catcher. Maybe not here. This may have been one of those, look, man, we don't really have any room for you, but we think you can go someplace and can, you know, be a backup guy.
I'm sorry, Miss Jackson. We traded your son to the Twins. Yeah.
Ooh.
Is he for real? Oh, yeah, he is.
410-583-1057 is the number. You must have sent the bat signal while I talk about the Bulls on Thursday night.
Kai.
Kai in Reisterstown. What's up, Kai?
Right along. What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Hey, look. Jeremy not going to let that go, man, about the Bulls, man. But look, you see that? You didn't mention that game win about Bubicic.
Oh, it was a big shot. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, that's another top.
But Bubicic.
What is he, the Goonies?
No,
Boobitrap.
Yeah, but that's what he's taken Buzelis and Vucevic and then put them together. Buzevic.
I don't have much time. Let me get my 44-13 Ravens, Isaiah Likely, with a breakout game this week and a defense score touchdown. Now, I got a question for you basketball guys, man.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something else, man. I got a question for you bastards.
Go ahead. Queen, man. What is this ceiling? Because the movie put on Jokic the other day and just what he's doing right now as a rookie, what do you think his ceiling is? Do he have the potential to be a top guy at his position?
I think those could be two different answers. I think he has the potential, yes, But I think he will determine what the ceiling is over the next two or three years.
He has to. So here's the thing. Like, people wanted to compare him, and they were saying if Jokic is 1A, he's like 1E. You know, like he has a. I think the comparison that I like, if he puts on more muscles, is I think he could be Scottie Barnes. I think he can be a similar player to him. And he has a better shot than Scottie.
What
in
about
my
Zach Randolph?
I mean, I like that too, but because he was a better passer and people want to give credit to Randolph, a left-hander. He was a bully in the paint, which
he was.
I don't know that.
I don't know if Queen could be that.
I don't know if he's going to. Okay. I think he has better moves off the dribble than he does with his back to the basket.
Okay. All right. But I think he has the potential to be special.
Well, he's the reason they're going to end up trading Zion because they're seeing he can play. Now, we don't know what his ceiling is. Well, how
he determines that. Yeah. He determines that. I, you know, and that's how the NBA is, Jeremy. You know that. It's based on the work that you put in. How serious are you? Kobe Bryant was drafted with crazy potential. How did he become Kobe? Yep. Because of the work that he put in. You know, Harold Miner was drafted to be phenomenal. Why was he not that guy? Because the rumor has it, he didn't put in the work. Yep. He tried to live off of being Baby Jordan.
Yep.
You know, that's you got to, in the NBA, man, you got to put in the work.
He was living off of that, man.
Yeah, he was. Joe has the encore. You don't want to miss it. Find out what we learned today on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Allen will creep up to the line, pointing out the defender. He pointed at Alshire. Now backs up. Left hash. Drops the throw. Pressure comes. Off his back foot. Throws. And it's intercepted. Diving pick by Kalen Bullock. The Texans take it over with the interception from Bullock on fourth down.
I think my wife works New Year's Eve, so if I win, I'd be going solo unless you want to go with
me. Let's go.
All right. Me and you go.
I want to go that.
Boys night. Oop, oop. Is that how it goes?
As long as you don't do that.
Oh, okay.
It's just don't.
My bad.
Do that.
I didn't know. I thought it was
no.
Thought the guys were going out.
No, yeah. Don't do that. Don't or. No. Don't.
Joe, are you coming too?
He was a team.
I will not
that.
Be there. No. I don't think we're allowed to, right?
What do you mean we're not allowed
for the station?
We're not allowed to win. We can go.
I'm not paying for that.
I ain't either.
Time out. We're not allowed to win tickets. But that doesn't necessarily mean we pay for tickets.
It sounds like an FCC violation.
We're not winning tickets.
It's our party. What do you mean?
Joe, when is the last time you paid for a concert at CFG.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Exactly. That's not winning tickets.
Why are you revealing that to the people?
Because we have corporate tickets. That's not illegal.
When was the last time you weren't invited to our tailgate?
What tailgate?
The one that we have.
That's like saying, pre-game show. That's like saying, I don't pay for Orioles tickets. It's a perk. It's not illegal.
Just saying, man.
We're not calling in the station. Hey, this is Joe.
Hey. Regardless, if it's Studio 54, what?
I think you're not supposed to wear pants.
You're not supposed to wear pants. There's cocaine everywhere. Hey. Mick Jagger is there.
I don't think you're supposed to say
Cher
all this.
Is there.
Cher? Is Sonny there?
Sonny was technically you, still babe. There at that point in time.
I got you, babe.
Yeah. He's got skis on.
Oh.
Because of the cocaine.
Oh, Joe.
That's the encore for the day. Ann Peters is taking this and running with it. If you on my Facebook page or my Twitter page, I posted a still picture of Jeremy Kahn flexing with no shirt on. Ann Peters provided that picture, and now she's hanging it up in the building.
What, I couldn't read. What are the...
Jeremy Kahn's World of Stupid.
Oh, that's... Cause that's I thought there was another block in there or something.
Like 105.7 The Fan, okay. Big Bad Morning Show. Yeah.
So
if you haven't seen it, it's on my Facebook page.
I shared it on Facebook and Twitter, too.
You can go on Twitter, at Rob Long Sports, at Jeremy Kahn Sports.
At J Kahn
Sports. So it's there. Funny stuff. That was appropriate for World of Stupid.
Yeah. Where do you hear some of these jokes I got today?
Now, for those who don't know, I moved to Bel Air, living that bachelor life now, somewhat. And Jerry, the police officer, you know what he texts me?
What?
Hey, brother, do you have a place to go for Thanksgiving?
See, that's cool.
You know what I mean?
He's probably looking for some extra chairs, too.
Some extra chairs? Yeah. but my kids are coming over for Thanksgiving. They're coming over early. I'm still going to do it. Speaking of which, hey, Jerry, you got a pickup truck? Yeah. I need a pickup truck.
Rob needs somebody to bring his big green egg.
I got to bring my big green egg from Essex to Bel Air because that's how I do my turkey.
I don't know how he fits his big old head in that truck of his, and he can't fit. You can't fit the big green egg in the back. It won't fit? Go ahead, tell everybody. You don't want to put it in the 4Runner?
It doesn't fit in the 4Runner.
How big is your green egg?
It's that high off the ground.
Yeah, you can fit in there. But just put it on the side. It'll be fine.
You know, it's porcelain.
You're porcelain.
So? It's not going to fit in there. Now it's time for you to find out what we learned today.
These jokes. Ooh.
That's something you learned today, Joe? You got something you learned today, Joe, or you just went all day learning squat?
I got squat. I don't know. I guess... Jeremy looks even like this is what I wanted from the stream. I was waiting for him to take his shirt off, and it happened.
It's probably not going to be the last time.
I told him to do it between commercial breaks and like just act like nothing happened.
Can I? Oh yeah. I've said all along that I want to walk by a studio, take off my hoodie, walk right back by the studio 2 minutes later, take off my shirt. By the last time I'm walking by it, I'm basically naked. Where somebody's in it, where it's like. The hell's going on out there? But on the YouTube comments, my little brother's buddy Scott, who I used to torment when he was a kid. Remember when I ran around in the snow with my underwear up the crack of my ass?
Oh, that's a great day.
Anytime that kid came over the house, I'd kick down the door and go dance up against him like party boy.
Totally that, yeah.
And he was scarred for life. I just, what a great kid. But it was good to hear from you.
Hey, by the way, our buddy Sean Rose said, I got you when you want to move the egg.
Yeah.
Couple of national days. House. Substitute Educators Day is today. National Gingerbread Cookie Day. You like gingerbread cookies?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan.
But if you eat them, like the ginger kind of gets to you after a while, that strong taste. I like one or two.
I'm not a fan. My mom used to love ginger snap cookies. And today is National Stuffing Day, which I don't understand. It's not Thanksgiving. Why is it National Stuffing Day? Man, stop messing up my holidays. National Stuffing Day is Thanksgiving. And today is not it. All right, a couple of birthdays in sports. Sid Luckman and Stan Musial would have celebrated a birthday today. Former NBA player, Hall of Famer Earl the Pearl Monroe turns 81 today. Former NBA player Cedric Maxwell turns 70 today. NFL Pro Football Hall of Fame, I should say, Troy Aikman turns 59 today. Former boxing champion Antonio Tarver, who also played in
Mason the Line Dixon
and
in the
Rocky movie, turns 57 today. Former baseball player Hank Blaylock turns 45 today. And our good friend from a Baltimore Colt legend, Bruce Laird, turned 75 today. I just sent him a text. All right. Ken Griffey Jr. and Michael Strahan share a birthday. And it's today, Joe, who is older? couple of Hall of Famers there. Couple of the greatest that ever did it.
Michael Strahan.
Michael Strahan is older. Jeremy Kahn.
I'm going Strahan, thinking he played years in college and then.
Yeah, but Ken Griffey Jr. came up at 19. He's 56. Strahan's 54.
Wow.
Yes. What you got for us,
Joe? Joe, give me some time to cook here, man. My brother Robert always tore out the last pages of my comic books and never told me why. I had to draw my own conclusions. Bear with me here. The inventor of the clock. There will be 12 numbers. Somebody says, so 12 hours? No, 24 hours. Does it start at 1? No, it starts at 12 at night, friend. Also, 6 means 30. How does this make any sense? It doesn't make any damn sense. And we've all done it our whole lives.
Hey, by the way, what kind of numbers are they going to start using up in New York now?
Arabic.
Man, the world is turning, isn't it?
Yeah.
The world is changing. Arabic numbers now?
As I embarked on my voyage to India, I had to bid farewell to my mother. I said, Mumbai. Mumbai, Joe. How can you convert dollars to pounds? By visiting Burger King. This is a kid. What's brown and sticky? A stick. Shut up. That one was really bad. All right, where are we at? I wish I could go back in time to the time I had sex with a rectangle. It's the best shape I've ever been in. Yes! That was so stupid. Yeah, I did this one. I have to clean it up. Did you hear about the TV series on colonoscopies? It was a total crap show. What do you call a dog that lives in the basement? He's a subwoofer. Dad, why do they call it USB? Because USA was already taken. Last night, a famous conductor was attacked by a flautist, a clarinetist, and a trombonist. It was an orchestrated attack. And lastly... Oh, buddy, I'm glad it's Friday because they can't yell at me. Why do vampires have low fertility rates? Because they can't come inside unless they're invited. I'll see you next week.
Vinny and Henny up next. Have yourselves a safe and wonderful weekend.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.